Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Good place to start, isn't it? Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I look back over the last 60 years, and I've seen over again, time and time again, his faithfulness. A lot of times when we've been not faithful, he's been faithful and caring for us. He is the great God. Beside him, there is none else. And that's the message that we want to portray. And that's the message we want to proclaim. Great is his faithfulness. Thank you, Bob, for that introduction. Turn with me, if you will, to number 27. And we'll sing it out together. Father, we've sung of your gratefulness, and we do so not out of a necessity of making a point or attempting to woo you over. You are the faithful God. We look back over our lives, and we've seen that you've blessing and your care for us time and time again throughout the years. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Our Father, it is our tonight is that you might meet with us. We pray, Father, that you'll be pleased to take your word and make it accessible to our minds and to our hearts, and that we might make our minds capable of comprehending even more of your greatness. Will you bless us tonight, Father? Will you meet with us? Will you uplift your Son? Will you reveal him within our hearts and within our lives? We seek your blessing. We need your blessing. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, now to number 89. Come, thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing. He is the almighty King, and we need his help to sing his praise. Thoughts this evening are centered upon a great God who redeemed us unto himself, a people who had openly rebelled against him in every sense of the word, and yet in his great love he reached down and saved us from our sin. He became flesh that we through his poverty might become righteous. What a tremendous thought that is. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. That's who we need to do, don't we? 216. Shall never cease throughout eternity. And how many of you have ever really thought about that? Eternity. Most of us have lived a few years upon this earth, and we grow weary and strong, weak as the years go along. But when we think about it, we're going to live forever and ever and ever, live for eternity. That's beyond the comprehension of man, isn't it? To think that we're going to live and live forever, and we're going to do so in His presence. And I don't know where it was. Just recently, I heard a preacher, and he just touched my heart with that line. God created this earth in the beginning for man to have relationship with himself, and man sinned. But there's going to be a day when God's going to put that all behind, and we've ruined God's creation. Man at his very best is only a detriment. But there's going to be a day when God's going to restore this creation to what it was and what He has meant it to be. And we're going to live in that creation forever in a relationship with Him. Marvelous, isn't it?
Amen.
I look forward to that day.
Amen.
He's going to take this old, decrepit old individual and make him a new person for eternity. Can I understand that? Not even for a minute. Not even for a few seconds. God is great and greatly be praised. Number 444. Father, I know that all my life is portioned out to me. Let's sing it together.
I ask thee for
I don't know when, this last several messages, that I've struggled so hard with a message. I introduced the place where we're going to go tonight last time I was here. And we've been laboring under the desire to present the truth that God is God. That's the whole thing. And I became saying we got to believe that God is. But we need to believe that God is God.